You are listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to This Is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
I'm your host, Amy Alpers.
And I'm Anthony Esteves.
And he's just Ken. Just kidding.
I'm just Ken.
This is coming quick, this whole holiday thing.
I'm ready.
Yeah, are you?
Yes, I'm always ready for it. I picked a holiday book. I was the November book for book club, and I was so excited about it. And so it like started getting me going. Then turns out I like hate the book, and now I'm embarrassed that I made all these people read it. But it's still putting me in the holiday mood. So.
Well, 3 weeks Christmas, I think you better be in the holiday mood now. Yeah. So book club, real quick. Have you seen the movie Book Club?
No.
Okay. Just check. Is that like a Dolly Parton in it or something? Or who's in it? I can't remember.
I realized I wish I would have answered that like improv. I just shut you down. I should have been like, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. Like, and then it's Nick like, oh, I thought
you belonged to book club. You had to watch the book club movie first.
Dang, no.
It keeps popping up in my Netflix or something. It keeps popping up. And I, every time I see it, I'm like, oh, I wonder if Amy's seen that. So anyway.
Oh, dang.
We're here to talk about the holidays. As they are fast approaching. And this episode is going to be focused on what?
It is going to focus on great shopping, supporting small, and doing our part to show our love to the local businesses in Stockton during this holiday season, baby.
All right. That's let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. So, gentlemen, I have a list of questions.
Gentlemen.
Sorry. I take that back. Scrap that. You can, if you have something to say, say it. If not, I'll make it up. I'll say something with every question anyways, because you know I will, because I love myself talk.
I thought you were going to say you can play along at home if you'd like to.
Hey, play along at home. Ask your friends and family. Yeah, why not?
Comment on our Instagram. Harass them
if they're buying everything from big box stores. Let's shut them down together. Mm-hmm. All right. This one could be a little political. So, well, I don't know if political is the right word. But anyways, so we'll start with you, Wes. How has the rise of online shopping affected your holiday shopping habits compared to traditional in-store experiences?
That sounds like a well-formatted question for producer Adam.
I was going to say, did you think I wrote it? I didn't.
No, I think we all shop online. It's hard not to, right? I do a lot of my online shopping, honestly, tends to be either the Converse store, Nordstrom Rack, or Amazon, right? And that's usually year-round. But you have to be, I feel like, during the holidays, you have to be somewhat intentional, right? You have to, like, you're going to do some online shopping during the holidays. It's almost, like, not avoidable. I just bought Jack 2 49ers shirts from 49ers.com, right?
Nice.
So, you know, have to do some of that online because these particular shirts I can get online. But I feel like one of the things I do is support a small business on Small Business Saturday. So every Small Business Saturday, which is the day after Black Friday, I go out and I intentionally shop at a small business on that day. But then throughout the year, like it's just, or throughout the holiday shopping season, I'm always like, okay, I've got to go somewhere local, not just Dillard's, because I do like some Dillard's, but but you know, some small business. And so I go a lot to Lincoln Center or the Miracle Mile to find a small business that support. The other place, maybe I'll say this for
later. Yeah.
There's another place I do like to go each holiday season to buy a gift, but I'll tell you later.
Tell us later. All right, Anthony, how has online shopping screwed up your holiday habits?
It's definitely become a bigger part of what used to be, because back in the day, like with my wife's family, when we were dating, we would actually go out on Black Friday because we're psychos. But it actually was fun and not treacherous for us.
Yeah.
Like we would exaggerate. My brother-in-law and I would, when everyone gets in the store, we'd be the ones going crazy over things that aren't on sale. Like, oh my God, this broom, look at this trash can. Just making fun of everyone.
Cause a scene.
Exactly. But over the years, it got easier since Thursday night became a shopping night, whereas Black Friday then became a little easier to handle. But yeah, now I'm on Amazon. I'm on certain, you know, like Converse, like Wes was saying. But I do try to make it out to local small shops that basically I'll get two things online for people and then find something in the area that would go along with what I've got them. So try to balance it out.
It sounds like you're both doing like a ratio. Like, okay, if I buy something online for Christmas, I have to make an intentional effort to go shop in store somewhere to somewhere small and local. I felt like when I read this, I have a little different experience. I feel like I have ruined all my regular shopping. Like, we're a family of two and I'm buying my groceries online and getting them sent to the house. Like, if I don't have to leave the house, Ian, we've had like Safeway and Costco and Target deliveries come the same day. And Ian's like, I thought you used to like going. Like, I used to always just be like, oh, I'm going to go to Target and like do whatever. But now I love doing it all online, but I love Christmas gift shopping. Like, and so I find for birthdays and for Christmas, I will go out into the stores and do pretty much all of it in stores because I do all my other shopping online now. Like, I just hate going into the stores for other stuff. So I already know I'm going to spend a ton of money on Christmas gifts and birthday gifts or whatever. So I'm like, well, I might as well just, you know, I don't know. And it's fun. I like getting recommendations and stuff from the shops. So I'll be out there in the streets hitting it all up. All right. So that said, how early do you guys do your holiday shopping?
I feel like I used to be like, I'm always one of those, I listen, right? So I listen to like my wife or my son and he'll make little comments about something. And I usually make that purchase right away. A lot of times it is online, but if it's something I can get locally, I'll get it locally, but I try to listen and get things. And that could be a month or two ahead. That has not been the case in 2023. I am sorely behind on anything, everything. So yeah, I try to be ahead of the game. I definitely am in strategic in a way, like I'll knock it out in a couple of days when I'm ready and focused, I'll get it done. But I don't have a ton of people to buy for, my mom, my brother, so not a ton of people. But yeah, I wish I could get it done earlier. I always think I'm gonna, but the time goes fast.
I feel you, Anthony.
I used to be horrible. I used to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Jingle All the Way. Like, get it this week. I've thankfully evolved over the years. I'm like around this time to Black Friday, you know, first week of December, I've been able to like get everything I've had to get and be able to relax the rest of the month. It does help because my wife does make an Amazon list. So it's like,
We do that too.
Yeah, yeah. She never used to. And now that we know it's there, she's like, check the list. I'm like, this helps so much. Thank you.
But you could do that Amazon list and then try to find that item locally.
Exactly.
Oh, totally. A lot of times, I mean, obviously you can't like say you wanted to buy a all clad pan, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't go to a small business typically and buy an all clad. You got to go to a big box store to get it, but at least you don't have to order it online.
Yeah.
You can at least have those sales tax dollars and you're supporting employees and all of that. I mean, at least you can do it local. There's a lot, I guess, that it's hard to support a small business with, but at least you're shopping local. And again, it's not all online. Though, I mean, I feel like the taxes are still being collected a lot now, and more than they used to be. So hopefully our communities are still benefiting. But it does, you know, it's jobs too. I mean, it's not just about the sales tax side. It's keeping people employed.
And with the balance thing, it's like if I find the big thing on her Amazon list, I can then find accessories that can go along with it locally in the area.
Yeah.
That kind of tags along with it.
Totally. So the question again was how early you go shopping. We kind of got sidetracked, but I'm not a great listener when it comes to gifts. Cause I swear to God, I'm like, I've been married to my husband for 8 years. And then I'm like, what? Not 8 years. How long have I been married? 5 years, five and a half.
Feels like eight.
Do I even know this man? Like, what am I buying this guy, you know? But I will be out if I am like, I don't know, a day out on the mile or whatever. I'll see stuff and I'm like, oh my God, I have to get this for my sister-in-law. She's going to love this. And I buy it and I'm like, oh, I'll give it to her for Christmas. And then like the next year I find it in my closet. I'm like, God damn it. Like, I have like a closet. I literally have two bags of stuff in a closet that's like gifts that I was supposed to give people or whatever that have just been like sitting there. Cause I love to shop. And then maybe this is why I don't do so much shopping in stores because this is what I do. I'm like, ooh, I like it. Shiny object. Yeah. And then it just lives in a bag in my house. You could go shopping at my house.
I'm going to out Amy right now because she just said she doesn't listen. and doesn't know what to get him. Yet in previous gift exchanges, she's been like, I won't make a list because you have to know what I like. You are doing what you should do. How dare
Damn,
you?
Damn, that's so accurate. Well,
Anthony's paying
attention. I'm not perfect. Yeah, damn, getting spicy.
I'm like, damn.
Who's your boss, Anthony?
Just kidding. What does Amy want? I don't know. Yeah, right. She doesn't say anything.
She doesn't use lists. She doesn't do nothing.
I put my stuff on the list this year. I'm on it now. Okay, so you two, what are some of the best places to shop at in Stockton for holiday stuffs?
So a couple of the places I like for unique gifts. So, and these may not be in every, like I like Christmas themed gifts. So I usually shop local for those sort of things, especially, but I probably have three. The first one is the Haggin Museum gift shop.
Ooh.
Always something unique there. And they even have like some jewelry or scarves that are more artistic, but they also have gifts about Stockton or the exhibit they have. So the Haggin Museum gift store, and they actually have toys. They're like more educational type toys. So check out the Haggin Museum gift store in the basement of the Haggin Museum. Number two would be in Garden Flair on the Miracle Mile. It's on the corner across from the Hawaiian Ice place. And in Christmas, like that place is the legit Christmas place. If you want to get an ornament or they have some wacky gifts too.
I like think those
last year,
gifts.
Didn't I get you mm-hmm. a writing pen that had a cuss word on it, Amy?
Yes, you did.
Yes, that's where I got that.
I can't say it on the air because I'm trying to keep Aww. My leap score under yours. And make us even if I said it.
But so I got that at Garden Flair. So it does have some cool gifts, but it's also got a ton of holiday stuff. And it is gorgeous in there. So if you haven't been to Garden Flair. But actually on that same block, you know, you got Puffy's Mercantile, great place for gifts. And then the plant store. But I don't want to take everybody else's ideas. And then the last place I go is Best Wishes in Lincoln Center.
Yes.
I have that on my list.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I took all the ideas.
I know. And well.
Best Wishes is usually where I go Small Business Saturday because it's near my house. But I usually go there on Small Business Saturday because I feel like I'm always picking up some Genova bread at Podesto's for Ravioli Day. And so, that's it. Best Wishes. Lots of great place for ornaments, all three of those. So
yeah, that's true. Anthony, any hot takes?
It's always been, anytime we come to Stockton, it's been Lincoln Center or Weberstown Mall. Even just walking through both when it's holiday season, and we just walk in through different shops, Best Wishes being one of them, and just seeing what's available, what's new, what catches our eye. But Lincoln Center and Weberstown Mall have always been favorites.
Well, and Weberstown Mall these days, I mean, and I've heard different arguments about like the status of malls in general or whatever, but there's a lot of like localer spots in the mall these days, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool. Like it's not just Claire's and American Eagle or whatever. Yeah. There's like small
Bump
businesses
box.
In the mall. Yeah, literally, which is pretty cool. So I did have Best Wishes on mine. Another one I like now because I have nephews who are young is the Caterpillar on Yosemite Street Village. Yeah, it's like a consignment store thing, which I've learned now being an aunt that all you do is spoil the heck out of little kids and buy them like my husband treats every day like it's Christmas for these children. So they have stuff all the time. If we're going to see them, something has been bought. So it's like, you know what we could do? Buy something that was already used because it is cheaper and they don't know the difference. So there you go. And they curate the stuff really nicely there. I also like the Little Shop on the Mile, which is kind of like a half custom made, kind of half funky shop. It's like right behind Coco Row. She's got some really cool stuff. I also saw Shine Yoga in Lincoln Center just restocked like all of their like not even it's some of it's merch, but some of it's just like other kind of like healthy girl stuff or person stuff. And it's really cool, funky vibes. And you can just walk in there. You don't have to go take a class or whatever and go buy things. And then last but not least, I thought about this because I was like, why is it that like I have a hard time, I think, shopping for my brother sometimes, like for a physical gift and what I've defaulted to and what kind of my whole family for the adult section of us has defaulted to is just looking up an event and buying tickets for us all to go do something. And it is like so much easier because we like to all go drink, go eat, go to a show, and then go hang out after. So I was doing that earlier. I was looking through the shameless plug for visitstockton.org's events calendar. Just look up and see if there's stuff going on in January, February, or whatever, and buy 4 tickets or something. And then you get to go and you take people with you. So we do a lot of that in my house just because that's, I don't know. It's hard, especially for Ian and I, like, we're dinks. You know what I mean? We can buy whatever we want all the time. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, and that brings a couple thoughts come to mind with both your discussions. So I like the experiences idea. Like, even if it's axe throwing or an escape room or something like that, experiences or Stockton Civic Theater or Stockton Symphony, you know,
anything Stockton at the Lantern Bob Hope Festival. The arena, Lantern Festival.
All kinds of stuff. But you also mentioned, like, kids don't know if things are new, but also it's kind of nice sometimes to get something to someone that's either handmade or not new.
Yeah.
And it made me think of Makers Made in Courthouse Plaza, because they have unique gifts, but also in there is Secondhand Rose, which is an antique store that used to be on the Mile.
And
they have vintage stuff. And so some people, you know, vintage gifts can be cool too. So I think those are great ideas. Yeah. The experience is one I think we forget about a lot. You know, we're always thinking you've got to be able to, it's something tangible, right?
Yeah.
And you really got to know someone to buy them experience, I guess. But no, I've definitely gotten those for Christmas myself.
Or not. Force them to like something you like.
Yeah. Or, restaurants. Force them to like something new.
Whatever. okay. So why do you believe it's important to support local small businesses when shopping for the holidays?
Well, I think we know that small businesses are always the backbone of the community, right? So that's a great reason. You're supporting not only the small business owner, but the employees that are there, drives local taxes. These are also the businesses that many times get hit up for Little League sponsorships or gift baskets or donations for nonprofits. So, you know, that there are a lot of great things about, you know, big box retailers, that convenience and the product variety at, you know, Target or dealers, but they're not typically donating and giving back to our community at the level a lot of small businesses do. And if you don't support them, they just won't be here. I mean, that's kind of why. That's why I say you have to kind of be intentional, because it's not all. I have, like, been looking for a gift before that I didn't want to buy online, and I had to go to a lot of local stores to find it because it just wasn't to be found anywhere. So I get it too, because sooner or later you're like, I could just get this delivered to my door tomorrow. But again, you have to be purposeful and actually trying to shop local.
And I think there's also the odds are higher with local and small shops of finding something that's unique, that you won't find anywhere else, that speaks to where you are, is a local product that speaks to Stockton or what have you. So I think your odds are higher in finding something more meaningful and unique in the small shops.
Oh, I totally agree with that. So, so obviously it's not like a secret or anything, but Santa Luna's closing. And two years ago it was a Boise Christmas. And so I bought all my stuff at Santa Luna and brought it up to Idaho. And none of those people had seen anything like that. You know what I mean? Cause I was like, it's, you know, I don't know. I get a lot of pleasure out of, like, finding the cool thing, you know, and you can find cool stuff online, I suppose, on Amazon or whatever, but everyone else is finding the same stuff on there. Like, I'm honestly shocked. Sometimes I'm like wearing a dress from Amazon and I'll see someone else in it. And I was like, oh my God, like, how did we find the same thing? It's like, it's not as big as you think it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
The network of things. So when you find a creative, artistic person who owns this shop and is curating the things to their taste, and then you get to get the credit for finding this cool thing. Like, that's the whole funnel of, you know, these small businesses, and then me getting the joy of being like, yeah, I did get you this, like, crazy cool hat that you've never seen before, because I know some girl who loves doing this stuff and she opened a store because of it. So
that was
there
me.
You go.
So
things might be a little more expensive when you buy them in a local shop, but it's because you're not going to have to look as hard to find the cool things, because someone, the shop owner, whoever, is putting in a lot of time to make sure that place is curated, like,
exactly
to your likes. And I don't know.
I was thinking too, another great gift idea when we were talking about favorite places to shop in town, and it, art, local artists. So I was thinking the Catalyst always has art for sale on their walls. Goodwin and the Price Gallery. Center does too. Of course, Goodwin Gallery and other and actually there's other places in town where they just have art displays and a lot of
coffee shops
sale.
And stuff.
Yeah. If you go to Terra,
that
they
is
always
an
have
awesome
art.
Gift.
Yeah, I know. Awesome gift. People love, and it doesn't have to be big. I mean, like, just think about that little Frankenfurter thing that you bought.
I mean, how tiny
that was, but it was handmade and crafted and unique. So, Frankenfurter, meaning from Rocky Horror Picture Show. What hot dog art.
I bought a beaded, it's like a hand-sewn beaded Frankenfurter.
Yes.
I think we already talked about this on the podcast I think about it. It's like my favorite thing I've bought this year, Anyways, okay, where am I at? Oh, this is cute. So, what is one of your favorite memories of holiday shoppings with your parents or family?
I'm trying to think if we, there's a couple I have. Well, so we used to go to San Francisco. It'd just be like early December and we'd take Bart over there and we'd just do downtown San Francisco. We go to Gump's because Gump's always had this huge Christmas section. And that wasn't that long ago because my kids were young. So we used to love doing that. That was kind of a tradition. You go have a cocktail and you just go hit the shops. But when I was a kid, one of the things I remember is that my grandfather had this big jug of coins that he emptied out. And one of the traditions was through all the grandkids. And at that time, there was, I think there was only four of us. So we'd pour it all out and then count it. And then we divide it up. And then each of us grandkids got their allotment of money. And that's how we were able to buy our own Christmas gifts because, you know, we didn't have the money. You know, that's always one of the interesting things with kids. It's always funny. My son's like, oh, what am I going to get mom for Christmas? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm buying it. You know, I mean, so, but when I was a kid, I don't remember my parents necessarily giving me money for Christmas gifts, but I do remember that allotment of my grandfather's change that we divvied up in between all the grandkids. So anyway,
very cute.
I got two, one from youth and one from a year ago. So growing up, I always remembered when my parents would go to Weberstown Mall and we go to Barnes and Noble. And when Barnes and Noble during the holidays, everything was just like, there's books everywhere. There's new books, new collections. There's all the, and I didn't get them all. But of course, I'm the little nerd kid who's like looking through all of them and feeling like it is Christmas just by being around all these books I wanted. And then last year, we actually, for the first time, we took the boys to go down Christmas Lane here in Stockton for the first time. We got to see all beautiful. They loved it. They felt they were like on a ride, basically just driving through. We were playing the Polar Express music the whole time. It was just a great experience seeing how decorated that whole lane is, how everything is there. And then, of course, you know, get a coffee after, you know, but that became like last year became a big, a big win for them.
Yeah, I like that. I, my mom and I go to Jackson and Sutter Creek every Christmas. My mom is like so obsessed with holiday decorating. It's like crazy.
Sutter
she could
Creek
decorate probably like a dozen houses with the amount of stuff she has, but it's all like super tasteful and like really nice. We used to call her Martha Stewart back in the day. And I kind of feel bad now because she, we used to like make fun of it. And now we're like, if she doesn't do it, we're like, Mom.
You're like, where's that decor?
She's like,
at?
You guys are in your 30s. And we're like,
but it's nice.
But what? Yeah, like get really weird about it now if she like trying to have like a slow year, which is still super decorated. It's just not like crazy. Anyways, so her and I like to go to Sutter Creek because it's all like cozy Christmas up there or whatever.
It is.
But a couple years ago when I was in Boise, my parents were up there. We had to go to a holiday party for my advertising agency, and it was the same night as like the holiday sip and shop downtown. So basically all the little stores and stuff are open and you drink wine and buy stuff. And then like by the time you've been doing that for an hour, you're like, I'm kind of drunk, like walking around and it's all fun and whatever. So I was looking it up and there is, by the time of this podcast, there is still one last like kind of holiday sip and shop thing happening. And it's on the 15th at on Yosemite Street. So that would be fun to go meander around and be all cozy and drink and eat and be merry. So I guess I like to drink and shop, actually.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Maybe that's my thing.
I mean, you know, you might buy something inappropriate or something, but yeah. I know. I think it does. I mean, alcohol and shopping, that's again, that goes back to that San Francisco story. But Anthony, I think we need like a little tip jar during the podcast. Every time Amy mentions Boise, that she has to pay into the fund. Twice already this episode.
Yes.
only spent 14 of my adult years there.
Adam, go back to the previous episodes and see. We have to tally
how many
up.
Boise references do we have? My God. We do have two listeners from Boise, so we got to.
That's true. That
gotta keep them.
Hi, Boise listeners.
Hi, Jared. Yeah. All right. Last question: does Visit Stockton have any gift-giving traditions during the holidays?
Do we
answer that, Wes?
Do we? Well, the last few years, I mean, I guess it's been forever. We've always drawn names. It just used to be two people, then it was three people. Now it's nine of us. But we always do.
Fun.
Our kind of holiday tradition is always just to do. We have a dollar limit. It's like $35. I feel like some people go above that.
Probably
I could be
Wes,
guilty
yeah.
of that. I like the give gifts for sure. We draw names and then we always go out for lunch as a team, usually right before the holidays. We close between Christmas and New Year's. And so we can all spend time with our families and it's not very productive time for work anyway. But we do a gift exchange and we have some holiday cheer and lots of food. So that's it. You know, we've never done like a white elephant, which I'm not against that idea, but I feel like those can get very, I don't know.
Squirrely. Yeah. I'm about to have White Elephant at book club, so we'll see.
This is my gift.
Yeah. If Amy talks about her book club reports one more time, Adam, that's all Adam, I have. Yeah.
Boise and book club. That's it, my life.
And Buster, my cat. Oh,
my Boise book club Buster. Oh, my gosh.
Now, I did this last year in the office. I might try it again now with our new office, and that's having an iPad with a fireplace. YouTube video playing for 10 hours and just put it now that we have fireplaces over the place.
We do.
We just put an iPad in there with a fireplace going.
So, you know, I did succumb to Instagram ads last year. And for my team, I bought them all. They were these like chopstick things that you put between your knuckles and it's called Snactive. Mm-hmm. And it's so you can like eat Cheetos and stuff without getting your fingers dirty, but also like play video games. So I was like, now you guys can work and eat at the same time so you don't have to take a break.
Yes.
Amy,
so funny.
We have them in our office and we still use them. Just so
no, you do not. I've never seen anyone use them.
Oh, please.
All right. Next time I go in there.
The cave. It's so dark in there. What do you see anyway?
That's true. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, that was a fun holiday episode. And we hope you all get out there and support local. Show us where you're shopping. We follow some hashtags, hashtag stocked full of savings and stocked full of deals. Tell us what you're doing, where you're shopping. We'd love to share them and see you. What's happening?
And again, I think it's important. We talked about, you know, some of the things we talked about was, you know, we talked about online shopping, which, you know, it's inevitable in many households. We talked about going out of town to like the Gold Country or San Francisco for shopping. So one of the things important to remember is when you do, we all do those, make those decisions. We all shop out of town. So that's what we do. Our job at Visit Stockton is to bring people to Stockton to spend money here, but also again, be purposeful, be intentful about spending some money locally at a small business. Even if it's, you don't normally do it, let's make a challenge this year.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Challenge yourself to do it. I like that, Wes. This is just us encouraging you to try something new if you're not already doing it. And if you are doing it, you get a gold star. You can come by our office and Anthony will find a gold star.
I will
throw some glitter on you.
I will do it. I will throw glitter at you. Not in your eyes. That might hurt.
Could be a Chinese throwing star. Right?
Could be. It might. You never know.
Unhinged this holiday season. Yeah. All right. For supporting images and insights, follow at This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. Happy holidays.
Bye, Boise and Book Club.
Happy holidays.
And Jared.
Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Esteves with Visit Stockton, and produced by Relic.